bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the third chapter of John. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. In yesterday's devotion, we spoke about how someone put an anonymous cashier's check into a Salvation Army bell ringer's kettle. The act served as a reminder of the great gift that we have received in Jesus. Today, out of St. Albert in Alberta, Canada, there is another story, a story which also begins with the Salvation Army. It seems two men who said they were Salvation Army volunteers have stolen more than 100 toys from a drop-off point at a Walmart in that city. Karen Diaper, speaking for the Salvation Army, said, "If this was an intentional theft, we are saddened." Did Karen say the Salvation Army was saddened by the news? I think it's all the children. Children who are going to receive a present this Christmas, who will be sad. When I heard that story, I thought, how low can a person go? Apparently the answer to the question is a lot lower than I thought. Folks, if you've been listening these last few weeks, you've heard a lot of people put forth a lot of explanations as to the true meaning of Christmas. Some of the ones I've heard have said it's family, others have said it's friendship, and a few have even said Christmas is all about the invincible spirit of hope within the human heart. Boy, are these guys wrong. The real reason for Christmas is God saw a world filled with hopeless sinners, and he decided to do something to save them. That's it. That's why Jesus was born. Because the Lord wanted to save sinners like me, like you, like two guys who would deliberately steal Christmas presents from children who didn't have any. No, I give thanks to the Lord that the Holy Spirit has saved us, that he has worked a transformation within our hearts. Now I'd like you to join me in praying for two fellows in Canada who are sitting in a pile of toys that don't belong to them. Let's ask the Lord to bring those two to repentance and enlightenment to all the others who really need to see what Christmas is all about. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus, you came into this world to change us, to offer yourself as the ransom which brings about our salvation. This Christmas, when people look into your manger, may they see the real purpose of Christmas. God's Son has come to save us from our sins. May they see and be transformed. In your name, amen.